2 years ago, a government-funded childcare study suggested that when children spend long hours in childcare, they were more likely to become aggressive and disobedient. That study is being published formally this week in the journal Child Development, and researchers say the results are more complex than originally portrayed. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
On a Thursday morning in 2001, Kathleen McCartney awoke in a Minneapolis hotel room to discover that the new research she would be presenting that afternoon, linking time spent in childcare with aggressive behavior, already had appeared in USA Today. McCartney, who's a Harvard University researcher, says that was just the beginning.
Later that afternoon, when we made our presentation, there were television cameras in our faces, and so I think the investigators were not as prepared for the media onslaught as we could have been.
For weeks afterwards, stories about that National Institute of Child Health and Human Development study of more than 1,000 American children featured headlines like fear and loathing at the daycare center and raising a wild child. McCartney says that was a low point for child development researchers.
It was a frustrating time for me, and I think for several of my colleagues, because the first round of stories really exaggerated the bad news aspect of these findings.
That bad news focus centered around the finding that behaviors like bullying, disobedience, and outright defiance were three times more prevalent for children who spent 30 hours or more each week in any kind of daycare. The findings seemed to suggest that the more daycare children had, the worse they behaved. But with today's formal release of the NICHD study, researchers emphasized that conclusion was too simplistic. For example, study coordinator Sarah Friedman says early reports failed to note that even in the group of children who spent the most time in daycare, just 17% exhibited problems.
It's only a minority that had elevated levels of behavior problems as rated by their mothers and teachers.
The vast majority of kids were acting just fine for their age group. And Friedman says researchers don't know if the children's misbehavior had biological roots, like lack of sleep. They point to other important factors, including things like gender and individual temperament, or the quality of the child care setting, that could influence behavior in a good or bad way. Finally, early news coverage missed yet another important aspect of the study, Friedman says.
A stronger predictor than the hours of care is the sensitivity of the mother. That is, the more sensitive the mother is to her child, the less likely the child is to be rated as having behavior problems.
So researchers conclude it's clear that while some daycare may be associated with behavioral problems, the issue is much more complex. Harvard's Kathleen McCartney says the next step is to identify factors that nurture positive behavior in childcare settings.
Does it have something to do with the number of peers in the environment? Does it have something to do with the training and education of the caregivers? These are the kinds of second-order questions that we're following up on now.
McCartney hopes that instead of scaring parents, future research will help them identify the ingredients of quality daycare for their children. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.